Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We're going to talk about La Creole. What is La Creole? How does it work? And what does it do for you, the fisherman? And joining us to talk about it is the Director of Marine Fisheries at Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, a biologist, Chris Scheibel. Chris, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Don. How you doing?
Good. This is the kind of conditions you want when you got something to give to the public, because all these fishermen are getting up and looking at that weather and saying, I ain't going yet. So we got a captive audience here, and that's good, because we really need to talk about this. We talk about La Creole, and in my estimation, in covering the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries for over 40 years, La Creole to me was one of the biggest, greatest accomplishments that the department has ever come up with. And if you would, maybe explain the background on La Creole. Why do we have it? Why was it created?
Yes, sir. No problem. Well, you know, it's been called the gold standard of recreational fishery surveys, and for good reason. It gives us in-state management possibilities, and also the ability to do real-time management, especially with red snapper, as you see throughout the year. So over the history of the previous recreational surveys, which was MRIP, that we had from the federal government, it did not give us the ability to do that in season management. We just we couldn't get real-time data. It came in two-month waves. As everyone knows, MRIP still functions that way in other states, and we needed a more precise landings estimate for a lot of our in-state species that we have to manage for stock assessments, so like sheephead, flounder, black drum, things like that. We just weren't getting the data we needed. So back in 2013, we decided to start moving forward with a new program, and LA Creole had its inception in 2014, and this is the 10-year anniversary now.
You know, I don't think without the advent of social media and the technology that this would have been possible. That had a big impact on being able to create this and operate it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's real-time data, but it's really every other week. So we're doing landings for the previous week. So if I talk about like the press release that came out yesterday for snapper season, it's the previous week's landings. It's not this current week. So, but that's about as real-time as you can get in fishery statistics.
It is. How exactly is the data acquired that you're using?
So it's a two-part survey. We have the dock side intercept, which is when you come back from fishing. And one of my biologists is at the dock. So, for example, you come in at Venice Marina, and they survey you and ask you, you know, where did you fish? How many people were fishing in your party? And what did you catch? And that gives us the landing rate on the species of fish that you caught. So it could be spotted sea trout, it could be red snapper, whatever, but we're doing the dockside intercept to pretty much get a handle on the number of fish that are caught. And the big difference there is, you know, our staff touch the fish. They literally want to know, what did you catch? And they want to validate that. They want to see your fish. So they ask, can I see the catch that you have in your ice chest? And if you say yes, then they'll actually physically count those instead of you just reporting it to them. And that's a big difference for us, and that's why we ask that. We ask anglers to cooperate as much as possible for that part. And the second part of the survey is the effort survey, and that's when you get the email or the phone call from our service, which is South Central Planning. So it's a random selection of license holders. You may or may not get that call. For red snapper, particularly, and 9 other offshore species, you have to have the recreational offshore landing permit. And that's a key to the entire program working, because it selects those that are offshore fishing for that draw. So you're not drawing your entire license holder frame to do an effort survey for just offshore species that are landed, right? It defines the user group that's actually offshore fishing, and that's why that permit is important. It's important to get it, and it's also important to respond to those surveys.
What has been the cooperation rate from fishermen on both the dock surveys and responding to the emails?
So our refusal rate has historically been very low. I think we're over 90% compliance, wow. And some other states don't have that. So we've had good compliance, but recently that refusal rate has started to go up a little bit from the private recreation anglers, and especially we noticed from the charter anglers. The refusal at the dock side has slightly gone up, but it's the refusal for the effort survey part of it, the phone call or the email. That's gone up a little bit. And I think it has to do with recent management changes for spotted sea trout, red drum, and flounder have all sort of piled together timing-wise. And it's probably frustrated a lot of people. And they're kind of, you know, frustrated with that and not willing to cooperate on the surveys. But I would encourage people that not cooperating on the survey really has nothing to do with those management changes. It's not helping the situations. In fact, making it probably worse.
What areas are surveyed? Where could someone expect to be approached at the dock and asked to look at their catch and report on what they've done?
So we've got pretty good coverage statewide. Like Barataria, for example, in the basin, we've got sites that are all the way at the top of Barataria in Lafitte and all the way down in Venice. So those are drawn in different strata each week with the random draw of the assignments that we call them, to which dockside intercepts we're going to go get. And that pool has what we call pressures that are assigned by each local manager to that area. So some marinas, for example, Wakeside down in Grand Isle, will have seasonal pressure, right? They're open Memorial Day to Labor Day, but then they're closed in the winter. So we don't want to really draw that assignment for Wakeside in the middle of December when it's not even going to be open. So those pressures are assigned by the regional managers that know, you know, how much activity takes place at each of those different marinas, and then the random draw pulls those for each week.
Very good. Chris, stay with me. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. If any listeners have a question about Loch Creel, they're welcome to text it to me at 504-260-1870. We'll pass it along to Chris and also get some closing comments on Chris about the future and why Loch Creel should be cooperated with and what it's done to help fishing. We'll be right back to do that. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, this morning we're talking about Loch Creel, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries accounting method, a collection of data, and how they use that to regulate species, set limits, set dates, and keep up to what we need to know for the fishermen. If you've got a question for our guest, Chris Scheibel, about Loch Creel, we invite you to text it in 504-260-1870, and we'll be right back to join Chris after this quick 10-second pause to let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque radio network. And with us is Chris Scheibel. He is a biologist with Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries and director of the Marine Fisheries. Chris, we talked about the collection methods at dock surveys where biologists from the department are asked people when they return to the dock about some information about the effort that they were on, how many people, what did they catch, how long did they fish. There's also some email and phone calls made to even get more information. Once this data is acquired, how is that put to use as far as setting regulations, opening and closing seasons?
So a good example for this is snapper season, because it's pretty much, you know, biweekly real-time management, and we have to fish to a quota or a total allowable catch that we have, you know, for each year, each season. Right now we're at 934,587 pounds for the year, and we have to be able to closely monitor that in order to be able to close the season as we approach that final value. So it plays more of a larger factor in a season like that because it's very limited, where our other fisheries, like spotted sea trout, for example, we don't really have a total allowable catch or a catch limit that we have to achieve annually, but we have to be able to monitor that for our stock assessments. And those take place usually every 3 to 5 years. And as you know, we've had some management changes take place, so it's important to get that data to be able to put into that stock assessment to look at the harvest rate.
As far as the overseeing and watching this program develop, has there been any surprises, things that this accumulation of data and using this almost real-time collection system surprised the department?
I think it surprised us in a positive way because we just did not have the ability with the previous system to have to do what we're doing right now. There was no way we could, and so much so that other states have taken notice of this, and Mississippi and Alabama are currently conducting a pilot study for LA Creel in those states to start to work their way to not use the IMRIP system if possible.
Chris, when the red snapper landings, the estimates came out on April 21st, it showed that 161,000 and some change pounds, representing 17% of our total quota, was landed during that six-day period. And then the next one that was released on April 28th said that it was at 180,000 or 19.3%. For a little longer than that first period. So a lot of people raised some eyebrows and said, wait a minute, how could 161,000 pounds be caught in 6 days, and then the following 7 days, you know, much less than that, only less than 20,000 pounds were caught. Is this system built into where it's going to have maybe some outliers that are not exactly accurate, but it actually in the long run will level itself out as more data is accumulated and we get further into it? Is that how it works?
Yep, you pretty much nailed it. So we're held to an annual quota, right? Our limit is 934,587 pounds, as I said, and our relative standard error that occurs on that annual catch limit is around 9%, which is pretty good. So by the end of the year, end of the season for red snapper, we are usually within that 9% plus or minus of our landing estimate. So some years we've overfished, but we could have just as easily underfished by the same amount is what that really means. But back to your original point, those landing estimates, so historically, it's in rule that snapper season opens on the Friday before Memorial Day. So in the past, we've always opened on Memorial Day weekend. We've opened that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we have Memorial Day Monday. Well, our landing estimates for opening week for red snapper always encompass 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because that's the end of the LA Creel week. So Memorial Day, that Monday, fell into the next week's landing estimates. So we didn't even get a true number for opening week in the past because it opened over a weekend. So this is the first time we've opened on a Monday. We open on a Monday, April 15th, and we have landing estimates for that entire LA Creel week. So we had the full 7-day week, Monday through Sunday. And those estimates were the 162,000 pounds that we had. But if you look in the past, 2 years ago, in 2022, for example, we landed 109,297 pounds in the opening week, which was 3 days. So 109,000 pounds in 3 days. We landed 162,000 pounds in 7 days. Proportionally, you can't really do the math this way, but if you look at it in a simplistic method, that's 36,000 pounds a day, roughly, back in 2022. And the year was only 23,000 pounds per day in 2023. So it's actually less per day. So it has happened in the past. We've had big weeks, but we also have small weeks. So this week, landings that came in were at like 28,000 pounds, I think. So, you know, for the difference for the year, we're at 219,000 pounds of our total harvest, which is about 23% of that 934,000 pounds. So it can go up and down each week.
Got it. Chris, we are enjoying a seven-day-a-week season, daily bag limit of four fish, 16-inch minimum total for a red snapper. This is a far cry from what we would have under the old MRIP system. Where do you think we would be if we did not have La Creole?
Well, I mean, the worst-case scenario is if you look at the east coast of Florida on the Atlantic side, they're still fishing a three-day season over there using the MRIP system. So I don't know. And if anyone's kept up with how the NEMRIP system's going, the fishing effort survey, which is really the effort comparable to our survey, is under scrutiny this year. There's a pilot study to look into it because it's exploding the effort, the recreational effort, in a lot of different fisheries, and it may be incorrectly doing so.
Got it. Chris, before you go, there's going to be a meeting about La Creole held at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries on Quail Drive in Baton Rouge this coming Wednesday at 6 p.m., but if people can't attend, it can be Zoomed. You might want to tell us what they'll find out there.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. I was going to try to mention it before we got off the air. So that meeting is kind of like a town hall informational meeting that we put in together because a lot of these comments and inquiries, we've received emails over the past few weeks about, you know, how is this being done? And it gives you a brief history. We're going to have a presentation at the beginning that's about 30 minutes long or so from our Creel staff, including me, to show you, you know, how do we get here and what did we have before and how does this work? We'll go through the entire LA Creel system, and then we'll have a Q&A period after that from the audience would be the best way. So attending in person will assure that your question gets answered, but we're also going to have a Zoom component. But you know how technology is. It doesn't always guarantee it's going to work, right?
Well, I'll be tuned in, and looks like it's going to be a very good presentation, and hope people will go. And hopefully they've enjoyed the little bit of history and information we've covered this morning for it. Thanks for being with us, Chris. We really appreciate it.
Sure. You're welcome. Anytime.
All righty. Chris Scheibel, Director of Marine Resources at Fisheries, that is, at Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.